I read the scriptures this week for this particular day and thought about them a little over the week. I got to thinking about some of the popular cliches of modern Christianity, such as if you want to walk on water, you have to get out of the boat. And some of these cliches have become very popular over time. But what happens after a while in modern Christianity are many misconceptions arise about what it means to be truly Christian or a Christian and be a follower of Jesus Christ. So I read about this a little, I read this story a little bit. I tried to put myself in the boat with these men. Jesus had been traveling all around Galilee teaching, and time came for them to cross to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Now, this particular story is found in the three synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which tells us it's important for us. There's something there for us that we should especially stop and digest and keep and place in our hearts to live by. As I read the different Gospel accounts, I found there were many similarities. There were some differences. In all accounts, all the men got into the boat with Jesus. In every account, a squall came up. Matthew calls it a furious storm. In Matthew and Luke, the men cry out, "We're going to drown." And we see that there are faith issues in every account. We also read in all of the Gospels that after Jesus calmed the winds, the waves, all was calm. And they ask the question in every case, who is this, or what kind of man is this that the wind and the waves obey him? We find Jesus getting ready to cross over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Now, in this particular region of that country, if you look at a map, you see in the northern part of Galilee, the way the mountains are very close as the river flows into the northern part of the Sea of Galilee. And what happens, those close mountains create a wind tunnel. And it was common, and still is, that as the winds come down out of this area and out across the lake, it creates furious storms, squalls, as they're called. Jesus got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Now, I want to stop here a little bit, because there's something going on here. Jesus was getting ready to cross to the other side of the lake. When you read Mark's account of it, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." So leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat, and there were also other boats with him. When Luke writes about this, Luke tells us one day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go to the other side of the lake." So they got into the boat and set out. Now, for a moment here, I want you to see something as I set the stage for this. The disciples got into the boat with Jesus. One of the modern misconceptions of Christianity is when you come to be a Christian, you come to become a follower of Jesus Christ, a lot of people think things are going to really go well from now on. That Jesus is going to take care of them, which he is, but they think life's going to be a lot easier. That they're not going to have any problems. That now things are really going to go well. Some people come because of financial reasons. Now they're going to prosper because Jesus says, you know, that you will prosper following him. The disciples got into the boat. The one account says it was near evening. Now, again, we have to remember a couple things. That day when it was evening, he said, "Let's get into the boat." So they left the crowd behind and took Jesus along just as he was in the boat. Didn't take anything special. Jesus just simply got in the boat. There were no special tools, no special anything along with him. Now, understand, it was getting to be evening. And usually in the evening, the winds and the waves on a lake calm down. So these men would have understood that they were getting into this boat to cross to the other side of the lake, that it was going to be calm. That would have been the mindset. It was a good time to cross the lake. Everything looked calm. It looked good. We're going with Jesus. We're in a Jesus camp. We're in a Jesus boat. You see, We got on board with Jesus, like a lot of Christians do today. Mark says there were other boats with him. This seemed like a no-brainer. It was evening. They were safe. They were with Jesus. Nothing was going to happen. But it tells us without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. Luke said he had fallen asleep. So here they were, crossing the Sea of Galilee. Without warning, this fierce storm, this squall comes up. And the boat's being tossed all around, and probably all the other boats that are around him also, unless they chickened out and turned back like many people do today, turning away from Jesus when the going gets tough. And they went to Jesus and woke him up. Which is appropriate when we're in those storms of life, isn't it? To turn to the Lord. They woke him up and they said, "Lord, save us." Mark's Gospel, they said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" But here in Matthew and in Luke, they say to him, "We are going to drown. We are going to drown. Master, Master, we're going to drown." They had it all figured out, didn't they? They had the end all figured out. There they were in the middle of the storm. Storm came up suddenly. They were in the Jesus camp. They had gotten on board with Jesus. Things weren't working out like they thought they were going to, and all of a sudden, we're going to drown. We're going to die because of this storm. I want you to ponder this a little bit, folks, in our own personal lives. We don't have anything figured out, let alone the end result of the storms that we're in. We don't have a clue how Jesus is going to calm the storms. We don't have a clue what he's going to do. Jesus is sleeping here. If they wouldn't have woken him up, he probably would have slept through the whole storm. But they woke him up. "We're going to drown." They had concluded they were done. They were doomed and going to die. Now, this wasn't the kind of storm that takes the wind out of your sails. This is the kind of storm that literally rips the sails off your boat. Maybe some of you know those kind of storms. Maybe you've been in them. The wind whips up. You know what I'm talking about. The trouble starts. And the sails get torn. There's no control. Everything's out of control. Here we're seasoned fishermen with Jesus. Four of them, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, in the boat with Jesus. Jesus, seasoned fishermen, and they were scared to death, and they said, "We're going to drown." Now, I would have thought that those men would have tried to have controlled the situation, thinking, "We know what to do, we'll take over, we'll control." It must have been a pretty fierce storm that they got into. Seasoned fishermen, they had fished on the Sea of Galilee. They knew what it was like. And here they had Jesus in the boat with them. "We're going to drown, Jesus. We're going to drown." That's Mark's Gospel, I believe. They said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Have you ever felt like Jesus doesn't care about your situation? Maybe you're not being patient enough, but at any rate, you're in the storm of life. You're being tossed all over the place. You have no clue how it's going to end up, and you're wondering if Jesus even cares. You've gotten on board with Jesus, but it's just not going the way you think it should. And you're crying out to him, "Don't you care, Jesus? We're going to drown. I'm going to drown. I'm going to die here, Jesus. I'm going down with this situation." In every case, Jesus challenges their faith. "You have little faith. Why are you so afraid? Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Where is your faith?" he asked the disciples. You know, this isn't about so much the other people that were in the other boats. I wondered whatever happened to them. This is a faith issue about the disciples of Jesus Christ and how Jesus, having power over the wind and the waves, he got up and he rebuked them. He rebuked the wind and the waves. I want you to think about that a little bit. He rebuked the wind and the waves and he said, "Quiet! Be still!" And they calmed down. All was calm. All the gospel accounts say all was completely calm. The wind and the waves obey him. They obey him. The differences I found was, of course, Mark said there were other boats with him. Luke tells us that Jesus fell asleep. And Mark says, "Don't you care?" And Mark, he quotes them as saying, "Don't you care if we drown?" And sometimes we get wrapped up in those differences, but the similarities here all come to the same point. First and foremost, it's important that we get in the boat with Jesus, that we get on board with him first and foremost. Whatever he's doing, if he's sleeping amidst the storm that we're in, does not matter. We know and we understand that no matter what happens in our life, suddenly or whether it happens over a period of time, that whatever happens, it happens under the power of Jesus. You say, "Well, why does he let these things happen to us?" I think it was Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great Baptist preacher, one of my heroes, said that man's spiritual condition often grows best when his circumstances are the poorest. He allows these things. Imagine what it did to the faith of these men, being out on that lake in the fierce storm, unable to control the boat, going to Jesus, crying out to Jesus, and Jesus rebuking the wind and the waves and calming the whole situation. There was no doubt in their mind who this Jesus really was. What it was interesting, folks, the men that should have been able to have control of the situation, professional fishermen, they were trained, they were seasoned, they should have known what to do to get them out of that situation, but they were even powerless in the situation. Instead, it took a Galilean carpenter to bring them safely to shore on the other side. Some interesting things from the Gospels. He got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We're going to drown." He replied, "You have little faith. Why are you so afraid?" He got up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and it was completely calm. Job was a man, was a righteous man that walked with God, and he knew God very well. When Job was being challenged by his friends as to his condition, the state that he was in, that all had been taken away from him, and he was so downcast, he did not lose his faith in God, and he told his friend Bildad, "Indeed, I know that this is true. How can a mortal be righteous before God? Though one wished to dispute with him, he could not answer him one time out of 1,000. His wisdom is profound, his power is vast. Who has resisted him and come out unscathed? He moves mountains without their knowing it and overturns them in his anger. He shakes the earth from its place and makes its pillars tremble. He speaks to the sun and it does not shine. He seals off the light of the stars. He alone stretches out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea. He is the maker of the Bear and Orion, the Pleiades and the constellations of the south. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. When he passes me, I cannot see him. When he goes by, I cannot perceive him. If he snatches away, who can stop him? Who can say to him, 'What are you doing?' God does not restrain his anger. Even the cohorts of Rahab cowered at his feet. So how then can I dispute with him? How can I find words to argue with him? Though I were innocent, I could not answer him. I could only plead with my judge for mercy. I summoned him and he responded. I did not believe he would give me a hearing. He would crush me with a storm and multiply my words for no reason." If it is a matter of strength, he's mighty. You see, Job knew this God who was in the boat with the disciples in the flesh. Job knew this God who lives and reigns forever at the right hand of Almighty God, and who has sent His Spirit to live in us. Folks, our days are filled with storms. Many storms. Storms that come up in an instant. And if we are to come out of them on the other side unscathed without drowning, we're going to have to trust Jesus. For as long as it takes, we're going to have to trust Him. We should be on board with Him. We should cry out to Him. We have to have patience with Him and trust Him that we will not drown. That in some way the waves and the winds will be calmed, and when we arrive on those distant shores, we'll look back and we'll say, "Wow, Jesus, what an awesome ride. I'm so glad that You were with me."